Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The Rebbetzin Adel Kazilski about gender-based violence and all sorts of issues related to women. Rebbetzin, good afternoon to you and happy Women's Day to you.
Thank you, and good afternoon to you too.
So you're going to touch on the very interesting, if not controversial, subject this afternoon about whether gender-based violence, whether religion has given way to patriarchal society. Wow, there's a lot in that question.
Yes, putting me in a corner in just 10 minutes.
Yes.
Fundamentally, from a Jewish perspective, from a Torah perspective, a woman is put on a pedestal, and certainly while it seemingly looks as if, you know, it is a patriarchal system and that the men have much more to do, in truth, the reason why women don't have so much to do is because they're on a much higher level, according to Judaism, than men. The first hint that we have is that Eve was actually born after Adam. So if we look as man as the pinnacle of creation, well, woman was on top of that. She was the cherry on top of the whole pudding.
Okay. So all right.
Just
yes.
To throw all of that out, across the board, Jewish and not Jewish, Eve was okay. Is considered a much, much higher being. And in Judaism, we are told that a woman is the Akeret HaBayit. She's the foundation of the home. And there is much in Judaism about the fact that men should listen to us. I'm going to put myself, my foot in there as well. Sorry, all you males out there. The classic example given is when Abraham was told by God to listen to all that his wife told him. And many of the rabbis very interestingly expound the fact that women do have a much higher sensitivity and understanding of the world around them, a more compassionate, a more ability to look at things much greater than what you see is what you get. And that in fact we can see as women have been liberated and have come to a point where, you know, and they certainly, hopefully, are to be treated as equals, if not more. You can see that many, many places, women do great jobs, or maybe even better in some instances. So certainly in terms of gender-based violence, it's completely condemned in Judaism. A man is commanded to respect his wife, and it says that all blessing that comes into the home comes through the wife, and that a man takes on many, many obligations when he marries his wife to look after her and see that all her needs are taken care of because he himself will be blessed through her.
I say there are a whole lot of issues you raised there that at another time, another day, we can delve into and I can maybe take you on. However, bottom line is what you're saying is making some kind of sense to me, because just fact is that in Jewish communities, all the ones that I know, there is a particular place of respect for women.
Yes.
Seems to me.
Absolutely. And I think there's also, there needs to be an acceptance in amongst women, Jewish women in particular. You know, there's always been this like banter about, oh, we are second grade citizens and we don't do this and we don't get to shul and we don't, you know, get called up to the Torah and we don't do X and we don't do Y and Z and whatever it is. The truth of the matter is that all these things are time-based precepts, and the reason why they're there is to remind the men that there is a God, there is a higher creator, there is somebody that we need to be subservient to, and the way that God wired the woman up is that she intuitively understands that. She doesn't need all these constraints upon her in order for her to have that standing in society. It's already there. It's a given. It literally is a given.
Absolutely fascinating. The second issue that you wanted to touch on, which I also find very interesting, is the issue of the significance of Women's Day in the Jewish community. I mean, is there any significance whatsoever?
I always joke in my family, and I think it's amongst many, many people. You know, we don't need one day to show significance to a woman. A woman is significant every single day because ultimately she is the builder of society. She's the one that's looking after the home, one that is very intimately involved with the raising of children. And today there are many, many women have gone out even into the business world and have made significant impact and given, you know, a lot of have shown a lot of productivity in the business world. So I think that wherever you will find women who are confident with within themselves, who understand the pedestal that Judaism puts them up onto, will understand that, you know, we are very much part of society. Of course, there is the element of modesty, and that for me is a pet peeve, because again, there, I think there's a tremendous amount of misunderstanding. But a modest Jewish woman is a woman who is strong, who understands who she is, but who conducts herself with a sense of respect and dignity that will allow the world to be in awe of her, as opposed to use her as a vehicle for themselves. And I think that's where, you know, this gender-based violence and the horrible way that women are abused comes in. If a woman actually understands that she, so to speak, is almost, if I could bring the analogy of the Queen of England, where we carry ourselves with a dignity, with a respect, with a sense of royalty, then, you know, that is the way
that's what we're going to attract. Yeah.
Correct,
yeah.
Correct.
No, I hear you loud and clear. We're out of time, but I do want to just touch on one more issue, in this regard, because it's fascinating to me. Many of us who are not part of the very religious community have a certain of idea as how things work and don't work. And I, for one, was so wrong. I think very recently a Haredi woman in the United States has been appointed as a judge on one of the federal courts.
Yes.
It seems to me that Haredi women and religious women are turbocharging through ceilings that people like me thought were an impossibility.
Absolutely. And again, this comes from actually understanding that we have a tremendous amount to give to society. And I think it really is that I think there needs, in a sense, more work to be done on women understanding their place in society than trying to educate the men, because once the women get it right, the men will follow suit.
Wowie zowie. That's what you heard here on 101.9 Chai FM. Robertson, thank you so much. There's a lot to be learned from that. I can't wait to just explore those issues further with you in another time.
Have a great day.